Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Binge Town TV. Today, we're here to talk Survivor 46, episode 10, titled Run the Red Light. You've got me, Kathleen, Julia, and special guest, friend of the pod, sister-in-law to the pod, back from season 45, Margaret. Happy to have you.
Happy to be here.
Normally, we would just jump right in, but we're going to start. Margaret, tell us how you feel about season 46 as a whole, and maybe even like where you may slot it in the new era.
Oh, great question. I think as a whole, last season started real slow. I was out on it, but it grew on me. This one started a little better, but I still wasn't hooked at the start. Now that we're, what, did you say episode 10?
Yeah.
10 episodes in. This is the season of characters.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's usually a few standouts, but this one, like, you've got persona and persona and persona across the board who you hate and love kind of equally. So I think it's been a lot more fun to watch because there is not a single grouper individual that I'm rooting for or against. I'm watching a real television show that happens to be reality TV.
Wow. Huh. Great point.
So,
and I think there is a key there that it's like last season, I hated Bruce, but it wasn't like fun for me to hate Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Banu was fun and then it wasn't. But now it's like Liz, like what a thing. I can't wait to talk about Liz. Hugh acts up, you know, Ben calls him a villain. And is he a villain? I don't know. We can debate it, but you know, it is.
Ben has you make great points. Phrase, like, everybody's got their shtick and their role within the collective. And
totally,
it just makes for more entertaining television, even when the gameplay is not as entertaining.
Exactly. Well said. Okay.
I mean, yeah. I feel like if the most boring person is on the beach right now is Ben, like, that's saying something.
Yeah. You think so?
I think he gets the least airtime. He has the last couple
weeks.
He
just says this rocks, this doesn't rock. And
yeah.
He found out he had a friendship with Tim, was it?
Yeah.
But that
yeah.
even romance. Came out of left field when he was like,
right.
my brother. I was like, was it?
I don't know why. I feel like I really like Ben. I think that Liz had such a fucking insane episode that
she
was the most boring on the island for 9 episodes straight. And now in episode 10, she's climbing, clawing her way. She said she
was
bubbling, didn't wanna get lost.
Though. She was bubbling.
Our group text has chatted about her. She had that like cheering on the bench. That was so insane that they couldn't even cut it out. No way they wanted that in the show. But she had that. She was going on about how she's a millionaire, but also has this business and that business and was kooky for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Was it last week that she revealed she had a kid? That one threw me for a loop.
Yeah.
I never saw mom vibes.
Her gag on Twitter is like, she'll tweet about herself being like alleged billionaire because people keep saying she's in a, like, Twitter made this joke that they like upped it from millionaire to billionaire, like alleged billionaire, Liz Wilcox. So stupid. Should we talk about it? Because I would love to jump straight into the reward challenge.
Go.
I would just like to say last episode, I literally said, they don't have any fun rewards. Everything sucks. Like, they're not giving them any. They're giving them tuna fish sandwiches.
Oh, my God.
And Julia was a little under the weather on Wednesday, so she didn't watch, or last night. And
yeah, I'm still a little.
Margaret, I don't know if you know of our Applebee's obsession. Do you know of this?
No. It's recent. So, well, it's like within the last year. So
when I say that when Applebee's was the award, I screamed my fucking, I was like, Julia, how is Julia not here? So the 10-second version is that Julia, Alex, Peter, and I double dated up to this wedding. We shared a hotel room and we were in like a little town above New York City. What was it called?
New Rochelle.
New Rochelle. Thinking like, oh, you know, it'll have good restaurants, whatever. Peter says, let's go to Applebee's because it's right there. And we were like, we're not going to Applebee's. Then we go to a dinner. It's so mid. So then the next day we're like, we're going to Applebee's. And the way we just sat and drank
for
margaritas.
Lunch.
For lunch. We drank margaritas the day of
this
the wedding.
This is pre-wedding?
And yeah. Like we were sitting at the bar. People associated with the wedding just were coming and sitting and having a margarita and exiting. And while we were just...
It was like margaritas. Cheers. Like we were like, we owned this Applebee's. We were like posted up there for so long. And we went back after the wedding too.
No.
Yeah.
We were like obsessed with Applebee's.
How late
we
were does getting Applebee's the Dollaritas. New Rochelle stay open?
Like the wedding.
It wasn't very late.
Yeah, no. We got back and we were like, we were just drinking margaritas. Whoever finished last had to dump them, aka beer tits out.
Incredible.
Peter included. So Applebee's anyway. Being the reward this week was like, I mean, this whole, it was a 90 minute ad for Applebee's. Let's talk about that. Like
and it I
was
love it.
Done in the past, too. But sign me up. Who did they fly in and from where to be the waiters?
I loved that.
They were
like were
paid actors.
The like JFK, LaGuardia, Applebee's, they could just hop them on
maybe,
a quick flight to Fiji. Or did they hire local Applebee's? Do they have Applebee's in Fiji?
That's a great question.
I don't know, but me and Alex just went like a week and a half ago and I got the Bourbon Street chicken and shrimp.
Stop.
First of all, when they showed it, I was like, that's the Bourbon Street chicken and shrimp.
And then they like, called it by its name.
It looked exactly like how I got it. Like it looks exactly the same every time.
Well, that's the beauty of Applebee's.
Yes.
Is like, you know what you're going to get.
Who do you think was more excited by the reveal? You or Liz thinking this was somehow her bonding moment with her daughter?
Oh my God.
Okay. Let me ask this question first. What came first? The Liz or the Applebee's? Because I feel like there's got to have been... I'm convinced that the picture of Liz and her daughter is from after the season.
Yeah.
What?
It felt like either or Liz, for some reason, was hyper fixated on Applebee's and sent in all these pictures before she went. And then Jeff was like, should we get Applebee's? Like, I don't understand. There had to be a correlation. Either Liz made the Applebee's happen or the Applebee's happened. Liz happened to like have this insane reaction. And so they fucking just like were like, crank the Applebee's, crank it.
Last night while we were watching, James turned to me and said, do you think Applebee's paid her to continue talking about it in every interview for the episode?
No, there's no way. I feel like she just like was stuck. Like it was an obsession with her. I mean, listen, as soon as I'll tell you, because I did not watch it live last night, I watched it this morning and I read the little descriptor and it said, outburst during a reward. And I said, okay, it's obviously going to be Liz. I like just knew in my heart of hearts. Then as soon as they said Applebee's and she shows this thing and I know an outburst is coming, I'm able to be like, I bet you anything Q wins and she loses her shit over it. And it almost felt like maybe they knew that she had this ritual with her daughter. So they're like, let's put that in there because she's not going to win. And like, either she cries and loses her shit and she gets to go and that's great television, or she cries and loses her shit and she doesn't get to go and that's great television.
Yeah. I feel like they've done Applebee's in the past, haven't they?
I don't know.
Something similar. Like, I feel like it's old. Yeah. It's all the same like that. Outback for sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. I know they've done these like fast casuals, but man, I mean, the episode started with her talking about not being in on the split vote and screaming, what the heck, you hoe bags?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
And close. Then it just went from there hard right into.
How was that not bleeped out, too?
So,
yeah, that's a good question.
Okay. I need to know how you guys were actually feeling for Liz during this. Do you have empathy? She's obviously mania, just absolute mania from not eating any calories and she's losing her mind. Cause that was hands down probably the craziest thing I've seen on Survivor because it was so unhinged. Everyone
it was raw.
Scared. it was raw as can be. So
Jeff,
I want to know.
Scared.
I want to know, do you feel bad? Or is it her choice as someone who is allergic to everything in the world to go on Survivor?
The thing is, the moment that really got me is she had her freak out, which I don't know how to describe the visceral, like the sounds coming out of her and
oh my
the
God.
Way she was saying it. It was the Oscar performance of a lifetime if she were an actor on my favorite TV show, but it's a reality show. And she was genuinely losing it. And it was the scariest, like, nobody could make eye contact. They all just stood there kind of panicked. Jeff himself seemed to like take a beat. And even when she tried to say like, and now back to our regularly scheduled programming, like, haha, all good. Nobody was laughing. And then what really got me was when Q just kind of cool, calm and collected, which is not his vibe, said like, Liz, you voted for me last night.
Oh, so good. Excellent.
So famously, I listened to the exit interviews and Tiff this week, spoiler, was talking to Rob Has a Podcast and said that Rob had asked, like, what was the tension on the, like, what was the feeling of witnessing that live? And was it more awkward? Was it less awkward? Was it like played out exactly how we saw it? Like, what was the vibe? And she said it was way more awkward. What got cut was both Maria and Kenzie offering to give up their spot so that Liz could take it, and Q saying no, saying
and
like, no,
did
I didn't. I didn't pick that. I didn't pick her. I picked you two. You have to come with me. Like, this was my win. I picked you guys. Yeah. I don't know why they would cut that. That is so
there crazy. Was a moment where I thought Kenzie is going to say no.
They tried
and give this. That's crazy.
That's so like even included. More insult to injury.
It makes me think that's a like a winner's edit for Q if they're cutting stuff like that and trying to make him look like a less of a villain.
No.
He can't win.
I don't know. Dude. I don't know, girls.
Tiff was also saying like who she would want, like what her plan was for final three. And it was her, Liz and Ben. And I'm like, well, yeah, I feel like that would have been
so
my
boring.
Two people or like Venus and Ben. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
That's where, and we can get into it as we keep talking, but I don't get the fixation on getting Q out. He, to me, right now,
go
seems like
end.
A perfect person to bring to the end.
I agree.
Because he's burnt every bridge. He is a loose cannon. Nobody can trust him. Like, why would you?
But could he Tony it? Could he, like, Tony it out and just, like, make a case?
I don't know that he could.
Tony had a sound strategy for everything he did, whereas Q is just going left and right. But I want to keep talking about it because specifically Q and Liz. Liz keeps saying, he screwed me over. Not only am I getting no food, but now I'm not going to be able to feel the connection with my daughter.
Yeah.
Girl, you didn't win the reward and you don't get to just go because you want to go and you have a weird Applebee's fixation. I was like, believe me, I loved watching this episode. It was even better on the second watch, but Liz is cuckoo. And I
was like whiny middle schooler. Like
when she said, like, I'm going to beg.
Yeah.
I'm going to beg and then started crying. And I was like, oh, she's not getting picked. She doesn't have a right.
She doesn't have a right even in the beginning when she was like, Q blew up my entire game. And that's what she's screaming at him. She's like mad that she didn't choose her. And because he blew up her whole game all because he did something crazy at Tribal. It's like, this game isn't revolving around you. People are also playing this game. So you can't be blowing up
Dude,
the
I loved
world.
It. I loved it
too. It was excellent. But it makes no sense. She's
she
losing
your
mind.
She was feeling it. She was feeling a lot of things.
Have we done a rundown of all her allergies? I know they mentioned it at the beginning, but I didn't revisit.
It's
and
everything.
Last thing.
Coconut, papaya, chicken.
Not
rice.
Mushroom.
No, not rice.
Bourbon burger, baby.
No Swiss cheese. She can have that Swiss cheese, baby. Right. When they showed her and her daughter with like the plate full of fries and the burger, and I was like, she's just allergic to tropical tree-grown
fruits.
Yeah,
she had a buff on her head. like a full forehead, like headband.
That's
thing.
Her style. That's like what her like pub pictures were into.
I love that she said she turns her phone off for it too. I'm like, there's no way.
She's after
like,
yoga,
I could be making a buck, but I don't.
But I'm not.
The best thing about the whole thing was after they split up, after the reward, it cuts to one of those commercials where Jeff goes, well, that Survivor, that was peak comedy. We cackled.
So good.
he winced. He was like,
yeah. And then immediately to an Applebee's like 5 second clip of the Dollarita.
I was like, give me that. Give me that.
Give me one of those.
I am begging.
I'm telling you right now, that was one of the sexiest rewards I've ever seen. And money well spent from Applebee's, because that would make me go straight out to Applebee's. And
same.
I
wanted it bad at like 10 a.m. This was the best reward of the season, though. Can we talk about that?
No reward.
He even called it that. I for a second thought, oh, my God, are they getting letters from home?
Oh, yeah. They didn't get that
yet.
Maybe that's coming.
I really think that one of the biggest flaws of the 26 days is no family visits. It's one of the best parts. You get to know the characters more. It makes me cry every time without fail. I have not, all the 20 seasons I've seen, I've cried every single time. It's a shame.
And the removal of Ponderosa, I don't know if we've ever gotten into it. It was before your times, but Ponderosa used to be, it's like the Last Chance Kitchen and Top Chef. You get the episode and then you get a fun little YouTube clip where you get to see the person a little more, get to know them more. Mm-hmm. You see them weigh themselves, shower.
Are they on YouTube?
They used to be and they stopped making them.
But are the old ones there?
They should be.
Because I might go back because I'm finishing up season 3. I just watched 1, 2, 3 really quick. So that's probably a little too old for that, because I don't even think Ponderosa existed. I don't think in the Super Bowl
YouTube existed.
YouTube definitely didn't exist. I just saw a thing. It was like 16 year anniversary or something of YouTube. So definitely.
Well, that's
not
wild.
When they did do it, it's worth a watch. They are so great. I miss them.
Speaking of old school, we don't really have to get into it, but season 50 confirmed return.
Yes.
Players.
I saw that.
You didn't see that?
See this.
Jeff confirmed it randomly this weekend in a video.
During one of those like beach drops.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we don't know if it's like
new era or what. It's gonna be hot.
I know. I'm really hoping it's not full new era.
I bet you it like is.
Season 50, if that's the first one, if they don't do like season 48 or whatever, as also a people have been pitching like do 48 as an all new era returnee season, and then season 50, and like you can pull some of the legends from that season. Like, you know, people keep saying like Parvati wasn't a legend in Cook Islands. They brought her back from Micronesia and everyone was like, crickets. And then she ended up being like, obviously one of the most iconic players of all time. So sometimes you just bring people back for a second go around to like really become someone.
It's Bachelor in Paradise. It's taking people, some that you love, some that you hate, and then some
they have
that
potential.
Never thought twice about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. The producers know. They
That's
know
gonna be great.
Not yeah. shot or not
Especially
shot.
On a returnee season, you're bringing the best of the new era and putting them together, meaning everyone is like at this level higher, whereas like the normally the people that are good in a season are working with a bunch of duds. So you can only do so much for yourself. But you've put a bunch of decent to high good people together, it's going to make some magic. But who knows? But it is exciting. OK,
that'll be what, next year at this rate?
Probably early 2026.
I was just doing the little like. Okay, we're 46, 47, 48, 49.
But they got to start booking them now. You can't like expect to get some of these people on a
filming.
Whim. You got to be like, because you're going to be gone for X amount of months. You got to plan it.
Again.
Okay, why don't we talk about like other people? So we can talk about Maria and Charlie, Jules, specifically you. Because last episode you had said that Maria and Charlie were kind of, you know, it was from their point of view last episode.
Yeah.
One, whose point of view do you think it is this episode? Is
Maria and Charlie.
Okay, still Maria and Charlie.
Here's the thing. Like, I don't understand why nobody's talked about Maria this whole time. I don't understand, like, why they keep getting to decide the rules around who the vote's going to be. Like, they're like, let's go for Tiff or, like, let's go for Q or whatever. It's like, are there not conversations between Tiff and Kenzie being like, what about Maria? Like, why are we not talking about her?
Between her and the fact that Charlie has won two, even after he won this challenge, nobody said like Charlie's a physical threat. Charlie's this.
Yeah.
I think they cut immediately to Tiff or somebody saying that Q was a threat and he could beat us all. You've gotten beat more times by Charlie.
Right. Yeah.
You realize that, right? And they don't. So I feel like the two of them are far and away the best players in the game right now, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's giving D and Austin a little bit because no one was saying them at all last season. And they were kind of this 1-2 punch, boy, girl, each other's number kissing. Ones besides. Yeah.
I think Maria and Charlie are kissing.
Could you imagine if they're kissing?
No, that would be out of control.
Die.
But it is crazy because Q is self-proclaimed like huge threat, but he hasn't done anything. Yeah. Of course, he won this one.
Sure.
But anyone could have won that one at that point. Q was throwing that
they were all caught up.
Thing for a million years. Mm-hmm. And honestly, while we're here, I thought if you remember in 43, remember when Noelle was like stuck and it was a really intense challenge and she couldn't get, and then she ended up winning it because at the end she came back and threw and won. I really thought that's what was going to happen
with for Liz.
Yeah.
Oh, with Liz.
Okay. I don't mean to go back to the reward challenge, but for the first time ever, it feels like they were faking me out with the music 100 times in a row.
That's
and I loved that.
My biggest complaint ever is when it slows down and it picks up pace at the same time and all of a sudden, boom, it's over.
Spoiler.
I had that exact moment and I was so thrilled that they threw me for a loop.
They got me 5 times in a row. I was like, damn.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't love when they took the sandbag and chucked them into that net then had to reach in and kind of like awkwardly wrist flips.
Stupid. Who came up with that?
That's so no idea, but cut it next season. Not for me.
Let's quick talk about while we're at the reward. I just want to say there's no strategy talk at all at home at the camp or at the Applebee's sanctuary where good things happen. There was nothing besides Tiff and Kenzie being like, fuck you, he's gone. Maybe they just didn't show us anything, but there wasn't even anything at home being like, okay, let's get Q out. Let's get, like, there really wasn't any strategy. Weird.
It's a weird, like, exactly what happened at Tribal where somebody said it was so eerie that they weren't even talking about it, but they were. But I wonder if it's just something they didn't show us because it was boring and everybody was saying the same stuff. And it was only those little pocket conversations of trying to spin off the plan that we did see. But Q bringing his old, why am I blanking on the name of their original tribe?
Yanu.
Thank you. Bringing them back. I totally agree with him that that was the move at that point in time. Like, they're your closest allies. You've done nothing but shit the bed with the general public post-merge. But he just never stood a chance to get them back on his side.
No.
That said, I think it was still worth a shot.
Yeah.
Not necessarily worth shooting Liz publicly like that, especially if they tried to walk out of it.
But, public execution.
Hey, that was a public execution, to
it
be
really
sure.
Was.
It was insane. Yeah. I mean, good for him for trying, I guess. But I feel like so much of this season has been him trying to retroactively say, like, I made a good move and here's why I did it, justifying the poor moves he made. So I don't know if I can get behind it, but I don't know what else he could have done in that scenario other than not kill Liz. But
two things about Q at the sanctuary where good things happen. One was so hilarious when Kenzie was like, I see right through this. This is a bad ex-boyfriend who thinks he can buy me Applebee's and then so I forget all the shit he's put me through. I'm like, yes, that's 100% it. Good on you for seeing that. Of course. Like, Q, how would you think that, like, you were going to bring the band back together? These are two really smart women. Like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Second thing is when he gets up and is like, I'm going to go walk this off. I was waiting for them to cut to him at the beach being like, man, why is nobody coming over here to like talk strategy with me? I just want to talk strategy. Like, I feel like he got up to go be like, somebody approach me. I'm the king here. Like, come talk to me about strategy. And the girls just laid there and like burped and like talked about how they were going to get a cue out.
That's so funny because as soon as he got up, I'm like, oh, he's going to shit himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, he's like, I gotta go walk this off. Like, it was so awkward. I'm like, he's going to shit himself.
Really?
He's going
but to aqua see, dump. Like, remember the time when they were like, everyone was like shooting the shit and he was like, come on, like, I want to talk.
That was when they came back after the Tim vote and Ben was sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's but that was when he was still at the top of his game. He hadn't done anything wrong at that point. And then after that, he just steep slope downwards.
Wild.
Okay.
Wild demise.
I have more like strategy talk, but you're right that they're not really showing anything here. I mean, we get when Charlie and Maria come back together and Maria's like, well, the girls said Q, and Charlie's like, no one said anything here.
Yeah. And they're not even looking for idols or anything there. It's like Hunter went home.
Oh, yeah. I thought the same thing. Nobody even gave it a second thought. Unless, I mean, there's a chance they just didn't show us because it was boring and nobody found it. But still, at least pretend you might be on the chopping block.
And I also was like, check your napkins for a hint and a clue to an idol. Like, that always happens there. And that never happens. Someone's always like, I opened my napkin and look what I saw. I quickly slipped it in my pocket and I went.
Pulled the bottom out so from funny. The picnic basket. And underneath that was a key to a ladder.
Sneaky, sneaky.
They add a bunch of stupid twists and get rid of the ones that are like fun and classic. Yeah. I don't know why they do that. But yeah, I mean, I just want to say this episode went so fast. Two challenges, absolute chaos during the whole thing. Applebee's the whole thing. I fucking loved it. I just have to say that. Like, I had a great time.
Sitting there thinking, I'm so thrilled that this is the one I get to do.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Because there are some that I'm kind of pulling myself through trying to find things to really grasp onto. This was cornucopia.
You think that, but every time you get on the mic and we're talking about the minor things, it starts flowing. Do we want to talk about the actual challenge?
Yeah.
There's not much to say, I don't think.
The fact that Charlie has for 2 years been building his grip strength.
My God, doing what? I don't want to know.
Doing what? Exactly.
I don't want to know.
The fact that he researched and determined it's a disproportionate number of challenges that come down to grip strength being the deciding factor. And when he ratcheted it back up when Tip was just chilling for so long, iconic moment. Non-iconic moment was when he did the little tongue flip at her.
He does something weird every episode.
Wait, I missed that. What did he do?
Oh, he was like,
I don't know that I
want to
see it again.
Tiff was still holding strong, hadn't moved. Yeah. He looked over at him and he did a little like,
no!
Yeah. It wasn't good. And she winked back.
I saw that. Okay. I must have looked down. Ew, he probably thinks he's like really in his Reputation era for that.
He does.
Oh, wait, let's talk about that. Do you feel icked by Charlie and his Taylor Swiftisms? Because Margaret is the Taylor Swift girly of the world. So what do you think about it?
So when he started rattling off the songs, I was like, this is not for show. I get it. I think he's playing it up in a way that is weird to play up when you're on your own reality show and like tying your whole persona to that. I wouldn't even do.
Yeah. It's because you're a normal, like, reasonable person.
He's trying to meet her.
Exactly. That's exactly what was coming out of my mouth.
He thinks she's going to do Sia money.
Yeah, she's not. Girl does not watch Survivor. Let me tell you. She does not. And you were not impressing her by rattling off, 112 songs.
Could you beat him?
Yes.
I feel like I could beat him, and I'm not even
you could?
Yeah,
I get really nervous in those situations.
How much time do we have?
No. Oh, my God.
But no, I think it was fun for that shtick. And I totally get that as let's entertain ourselves back at camp and rattle off as many songs as we can between our favorite artists. But every time it comes up on every episode and they're keeping it in makes me think he's doing it constantly.
Yeah, it's been a few episodes, but it was every episode for like 5 straight.
I think it is a bit to try to meet her. And it's not going to work. But hey,
shoot your shot.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah, yo. Yeah, 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 yeah.
True.
Anywho, he upped his grip strength. That's weird. Good for him, I guess. But I don't know if it's better or worse than 3D printing puzzles and practicing all the stuff in your backyard. But
I like Charlie better than Carson.
The fact that he said it.
Yeah,
Charlie greater than Carson.
And what about Hunter?
Carson comes to mind because Carson like gained 40 pounds in muscle and like, or like 20 pounds in muscle and did all those 3D printed all the puzzles, did all that. Like he comes to mind when I think of like people who like really, really prepped to come on Survivor.
Yeah. And
I like that twink over the other twink.
Yeah, said, heard, chef. Here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing. When are people going to wake up and vote one of them two out? What are we down to? Six? Seven? How many people?
That was 7. It was 4-3. So,
oh, yeah. Was it? No,
right?
Wasn't it?
We've got two more weeks. Because Kenzie said to Tiff, you're basically guaranteed top six, because she meant you're safe this vote and you can use your.
Oh,
idol
is that what she
vote.
Meant by that? I thought she meant should. I thought that was Kenzie being like, use your idol.
Well,
tonight.
Let's count them. Liz, Venus, Ben, Maria, Charlie, Q, Kenzie, Tiff.
That's it.
That's it. Okay. So that was seven people I just said. So they eight. Are at six.
No, that was eight.
Oh, that's eight.
Famously, this podcast is terrible. At
bad
math.
At math.
Every episode, we do something so stupid with math.
Really bad.
I stop now.
Love
So here's my question for you guys.
Okay.
At eight people, which we know now, I feel like at one point Q is like still trying to do this final six, alliance of six. Like, let's go six. I think that this game has been and will continue to be like voting blocks. The only true alliance here is like Charlie and Maria. And I think the rest of them need to just treat this as voting blocks. It's like you choose who you're going to vote with the next vote. And then it's like, all right, the one after that, you're just kind of surviving. Mm-hmm.
Totally.
No, okay. I fully agree.
They cannot let Charlie and Maria herd be chef. In the herd chef. They cannot let Charlie and Maria be in the top. One of them will win because they actually have strategy.
Deservedly.
Okay, so now we know Tiff is gone. So now Maria gets that Tiff thing on her resume that she's really wanted. And that doesn't differentiate her from Charlie, but it gives her like a jumping point to talk through. Mm-hmm. Maria was on that reward with them. She kind of spin it to be like, this was my idea. I was gunning for Tiff the whole time. That's basically hers, not Charlie. Charlie's helps and is her number one, but that's hers. And Charlie is winning all these immunities and doing all these things. So they are very dangerous. If they're in the top three, they're getting my vote at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenzie is another one that now that Tiff's gone, because she was my winner pick. I mean, I really like Kenzie. I think like coming from Yanu is such a feat. I mean, once Q finally goes, she'll be the last standing Yanu. And I think that's something good.
Will he go?
Yeah. Will he go?
I know it worked out, but the fact that they would rather go to Liz, who was so anti-Q, to get her to vote Tiff instead of Kenzie, who had last
already
week said she wanted to pitch it. The fact that they felt more comfortable going that route makes me think they view her more dangerously and didn't want to give her that win.
That and yeah, I think that Kenzie probably would have told Tiff to play it if they had told Kenzie. Because it's not Kenzie's idea anymore, so why would...
And then she would want to just... Yeah, that would have been epic, but that it was smart on them not to include her in the vote.
Yep.
I get it.
I totally agree. I'm really upset that Q was a part of a Tiff blindside. That sucks.
Well, they just keep using him as a smokescreen. They're saying this. Like, it's now been how many votes where people think they're safe because Q's acting up and everyone goes, look at this guy. We got to get him out. And then they're like, nah, keep him.
No.
Like, stop falling for that and also stop using that as your trick. That to me is not an impressive blindside when you just keep using Q as the bait or the fall guy.
And it's so overplayed each tribal. It's been this like, well, I guess this is what we're doing. Obviously, even though there's chaos and they're all talking to each other, the underlying tone is like, well, obviously it's Q. And it's just not.
Banu would combust. He would burst into flames.
Could you imagine?
No.
I kind of wish she was still around.
No, Margaret. We don't.
Okay. But like, it would be entertaining television.
Oh, it would be. It would be. Oh, but he would be a pile of dust on the ground. He wouldn't even be able to vote. But I just have to say, these people are all self-proclaimed survivor stands. And I get it, when you're in the moment, you got to make decisions. You got to play risky, whatever. But Hunter and Tiff both didn't play the idols. Tiff, when you're sitting at tribal and you say, yeah, I didn't hear a single name other than Q's, you're the name, girl. That's why you haven't heard a name. I mean, her and Kenzie both didn't, and I think probably Venus didn't hear any other names, but that's sketchy. Mm-hmm. Kenzie should have known better, that if there really is everyone's going for Q, then she maybe should have whispered to Tiff, like, you should play. I've heard some whispers you should play your idol. I don't know. Unless
week,
they truly didn't care.
After watching Hunter leave with an idol and knowing that he heard his own name and still didn't play it and it came back to bite him, like, just,
yeah.
I had this debate last night with my own head of holding onto the idol versus saving yourself. And in a game like this, where you've seen people be lulled into safety multiple times now. You gotta just protect yourself.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yep. I said this in another episode. Like, you can always talk your way out of having used an idol if you use it incorrectly. You can always, like, you've bought yourself more time to be able to figure out a story to tell, but you can never buy yourself back into the game. So use it.
Totally.
Very good line.
Like, well said, girl. It's just silly not to. I mean, and Tiff's been wanting to burn this idol for a while.
Yes, that's the silliest part. Right. Hunter was keeping it close to the vest, being like, I don't want anyone to know I have it. Should I play it? Tiff, it was on the open and she was a target because of it. Fucking play it. It was crazy that she didn't play it the day before when she was saying she was going to. And, you know, it's.
That's where the cockiness. It's like, Yeah. That's. You're like riding that high of like, oh, maybe I can get away with it again.
There are moments of like genuine shock when people see their name for the first time on a piece of paper. But usually it's this, like, how dare you? And they're looking around. She just seemed like
she knew
is a ghost. Just, oh, no.
Yeah.
And I loved the order that they read the votes.
So good.
Once it's that
usually it's a giveaway early on, but he, and it's going this way. Bait and switch.
Yeah, he did. Q, Tiff. Oh, it was good. You're right. That was perfect. Mm-hmm. They were gooping me all episode. It was great.
Yeah. Some small little moments. Kenzie burnt her hair.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
The hair queen. The tribal queen.
With she's got something going on with her hair in every tribal.
I love it.
Which I love. What a fun little subplot.
She's like, what can I do to up the ante? I'm going to burn it today.
Today I'm just going to burn it off. Put a palm in it and light it on fire.
I do love the two like big Princess Leia messy buns that she had.
Have you guys talked about how you would do your hair and wear your buff?
Oh, I would. No, we haven't, because my hair would just be like one strand of grease. I don't know how mine would look like a mix of like Liz's and Maria's. Maria doesn't have a part. She just kind of like from the corner of her head pulls it all the way to the other side. That's how mine would look, except thinner, greasier. Just like foul. I was watching Survivor Australia, and Jerry Manthe's hair is the of goddesses. And I'm like, the way that I would just be looking so feral, just so foul.
It wouldn't be good.
No.
Same.
How about
what
you?
What would you do?
I think I would, for that exact same reason, I would do the buff as a hairline headband.
Yeah.
That like covers the ears, tips of the ears a little bit, and then a top bun.
Mm-hmm. Like a D.
That would be my go-to. And then every now and then I'd get somebody to French braid it.
Yeah.
And I'd wear it around my neck.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Like one single French braid?
No, double.
Double piggy tails.
I'm
going to have to think about that. I'm going to have to do a couple like test styles and then I'll let you guys know.
We'll be here.
Okay. Well, we have Hunter and Tiff who went home, both having been the person to come in second in the immunity challenge, which is just like heartbreaking. It's like if you just held on one more second. So
you just spent the last 2 years working on your grip strength.
Yeah. Come on, man.
But let's talk winner picks, because I think that's interesting now that so many big names have gone home in the last few weeks between Tevin, Hunter, now Tiff. Three people that, you know, if they got to the end, would have had a great hitch. So who you got?
I mean, Margaret, we talked about Charlie and Maria, and I do still think like they are the front runners, but I think everyone will come around on them soon enough. Sneaky pick, I think Venus has a pretty legit case. Girl has been bottom of the barrel every time. And even though people seemingly hate her for, I guess, some reason, I don't know, they haven't shown me a decent reason to hate her.
Great.
I think she will be able to make a case about what Q wants to do of like, you all hated me, but here's why you should give me money. I think she could actually pull that off. So
I was going to ask, how do you guys think she's positioned right now? Because she's not really been like involved. She wasn't involved in this vote either. So she's not really like.
I think she can do a you all came for me and I stuck it out because I became a chameleon, basically.
Yeah.
And I was with you. She also looks like Randall from Monsters, Inc. Is his name Randall, the snake?
I don't know.
That's a compliment to that snake.
That 100%. Is.
But I do think she can just fit the vibe of whoever's angrier and push the attention off herself, because there isn't an episode that her name doesn't come up.
Totally.
And somehow she has not been truly on the chopping block. So I kind of think if it's not Charlie or Maria, because people come to and vote them out, I think she's got a really solid case.
I think as far as Venus's positioning, I think she's in a great position, because right now is when they're fully gunning for threats. She passed the point where they're just getting goats. The beginning of the merge, when you're like, what do? We don't know anybody. Yeah. Let's get out someone easy. And they get out Mariah or something like that. She passed that hard part. Now they're like, who's the big threat? Let's do blind sides. They're all having fun. Venus is not a blind side. Venus is like, everyone has been taking her for granted the entire season. Mm-hmm. So now she's in this lull. So as long as she sticks around, I mean, once it gets to a certain part, anyone can win immunity. You never know what could be a balance challenge. It could be anything. And she could win and you could get yourself to the end. So I think Venus is a great pick, Margaret.
Thank you. I can't say who I think is going to win. The people that I want, I don't think that they're, I think that people are going to get keen to getting them out. Like it's Charlie. Yeah. Charlie or Kenzie to me. And I guess Maria, like those three I'd be fine with. Again, if it's a Ben, I'll be like, what? If it's a Liz, I will be like gobsmacked and start laughing. And then I'll go to Applebee's.
If Liz wins, I will buy you an Applebee's franchise.
Oh my God.
Like when she might Gabler though, Margaret. Won.
No, hold me to it. I don't have the money to it.
Jeez.
Hold me to it.
Hey? Get this. I'm getting this in writing. I have this on videotape.
We got this recorded, man. We got this for posterity.
This is lol.
And like, I don't think it's going to be Q, and I maybe Venus. I don't know. I just think that they're going to get out the strong players right now. So we're going to be left with these people that I'm like, I think I'm going to be kind of unimpressed with.
Nah, I'm happy with who we're at.
If Ben wins, you're going to be happy.
I don't think Ben will win because Ben is going to be sitting next to two other people who probably deserve it more.
Liz and Venus?
There's seven. Okay. Well, when you put like the three of the lower, like I think.
Well, yeah. It could
be. But we didn't think three before were going to be at the fucking very end last season. And they pretty much were. Like nobody saw them as a threat until the very, very end. They just coasted. Absolutely coasted. Yeah. And Austin and Dee and Mama J were all huge threats, I would say. Even Drew. And they didn't get kicked off till the end until their own team turned on them. So
either way,
I'm excited.
Me too. I'll be excited.
Do you think Jeff is enjoying this season?
Oh my God, he's like
he's jerking off to it.
He's working on his grip strength to this season. Yeah. Oh my God, he's like absolutely. Yes, he's obsessed with this season. Are you kidding me?
He's on the Emmy campaign trail as we speak.
Christ.
He won one?
He's had to have won one back in the day, right?
Really?
I don't think they had the category when he was the
RuPaul
guy.
Has won 100 years in a row, I believe.
Yeah.
He has like a RuPaul dartboard on his wall.
That's evil.
Either way, I'm really sad Tiff went home. I think she had more game in her. Sometimes, like when people go home, I like to say, like, oh, I feel like their arc was finished. But I feel like Tiff was about to turn up. That's a pain.
Yeah, I agree.
It sucks. Any final thoughts? Anything we miss? Any fun little gems? Who misses gems?
Oh, not me.
Oh. I know, me neither.
Oh, wait, Margaret, who's in your pool?
I was going to say I only miss Gem because she was in my pool.
Yeah, same.
And so,
all right, while you're looking that up, I will share a thought that I had during the challenge. The shot that they do where Q's bucket falls. And he really doesn't move at all. I was
he thought it broke.
And he thought it broke too. I was like, oh, we're about to get him like calling in a referee and being like, can I get a playback? Because I didn't move an inch. And like, you can see him like walking over to the bucket and being like.
Yeah, we all thought that too.
That was weird, right?
We all thought that too. But then the next person who got out, the string flew out too. And we were like, oh, I guess that happens every time.
He also had a Band-Aid flopping on the side.
Ew.
Q did
he?
Coming off his pinky. It looked like his pinky was just flapping in the wind.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
It was who gave him a Band-Aid? That's not
that's
right.
What my question was, but he 100% either had a Band-Aid or there was tape, and they wouldn't have put tape on the.
They give him.
He had a Band-Aid.
A Band-Aid.
No way. They don't.
Yes, they do. And they give him sunscreen and feminine product.
Tampons.
Yeah. All right. Well, I have Venus and Q left, so.
I have Maria and Venus.
I want to know your full Rasta.
I had Jim, as we discussed. I had Jess. Liz.
Okay.
I didn't even know that.
You picked Liz?
That's insane.
I did.
Like, after reading her bio?
No. So here's the thing. I didn't read the bios. I go on gut from their photos, and then I watched the trailer, and she had like a fun little, I don't even remember what it was, but she had a good half second, hey guys, or something.
And you were like, so sold.
Yeah. Tim, RIP, and Q.
Yeah. We all have two left.
Yeah, I have 43 points. Julia, you had Gem, Soda, Q, Tevin, Venus.
Yes.
She was Miss Tevin. I don't know if you've listened to the coverage, but she is Miss Tevin.
I'm Miss Tevin.
And I am Miss Jelinski. Unfortunately.
Who are you?
Miss Jelinski.
Who are you, Margaret? You have to be Miss Q. You're Miss Burdett.
No, I can't be.
You have to be
Miss Quintavious.
Somebody who is not on my team or who is already gone.
No, you're Miss Q, unfortunately.
You're Miss Burdett. We've decided.
Miss Q Burdett.
It is written.
It is written.
Heard.
Well, Miss Burdett. Miss Q Burdett. Glorious having you on again. What is your final closing thoughts?
This is a fun television show. It is not just a reality competition. I am less invested in the gameplay than I am the characters. And I think that's a good move for Survivor that was a miss last season, but is a hit this season.
Agreed.
Boom.
Yeah. That's great. Good stuff, Margaret.
These are our weirdos. These are our
exactly
Banookies.
Yeah, they're our vibe.
Miss Q Burdett, you are always welcome.
We just steamrolled you into that. Miss Burdett, thanks for being here. No,
I guess now I am Team Q.
Our husbands hate each other, Margaret. Unfortunately, they were beefing on Twitter.
Oh, I haven't.
My husband is gay, so it's fine.
All right. Well, that was our episode 10. Just some details. There will be no episode 12 because I will be in Italy. There will be no episode 12 for the podcast. Episode 12 will air on CBS and Paramount Plus at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, whenever that date is. But I will be in Italy, but I will get back Friday the 24th and we will record a finale podcast that we can talk about the penultimate and the...
Hey, who are you going to Italy with?
My fiancé.
Your fiancé?
That's why the episode dropped so late this past week. It dropped on Monday instead of I've been trying to get them out Friday. But I got engaged.
She got engaged.
Engaged. Listeners.
Give it up. Give it up.
Okay.
They're cheering.
Thanks, everyone.
I can hear it.
Go hit subscribe. Bingetown TV is our main feed. Go to our Discord if you want to hang out. We are Bingetown TV. And thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.